Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah, and Gilead's wife bare him sons, and when his wife's sons grew up, they drove out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of another woman. Pass after a while, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come and be our chief, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did ye not hate me and drive me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Thou mayst go with us and fight the children of Ammon, and thou shalt be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If ye bring me home again to fight with the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The Lord shall be witness between us. Surely according to thy word, so will we do. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and chief over them. Jephthah spake all his wants before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah bowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver the children of Ammon unto mine hand, then shall it be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, it shall be the Lord's. And I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So the past over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them. And the Lord delivered them into his hands, and he smote them from Aroer until thou come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto Abel-Charanin with a very great slaughter. So the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances. And she was his only child, and beside her he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." And she said unto him, "My father, thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord. Do unto me according to that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon." And she said unto her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may depart and go down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity, I and my companions." And he said, "Go." And he sent her away for 2 months, and she departed, she and her companions, and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow which he had vowed, and she had not known man.